For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan, and I'd like you to meet Walker Holmes. He's 73 and lives alone in Great Falls, surrounded by quiet rural yards and the faintly sweet scent of kudzu surrounding his property.
Well, normally this time of the morning I'd be sitting on the back, but it's no sun around. That's why I sit right here in the sun. Sun get off of the porch, I come right here and sit around.
Boy, does that sound like the life, huh? Well, it is peaceful, but let's just say it wasn't exactly the plan.
Since I've been sick, this is all I do, sit around the house.
See, Walker Holmes is not exactly a healthy man. Once an Army engineer in Vietnam and now a retired machine shop worker, he's one of the many seniors left in a kind of experiential limbo by a combination of illnesses and the realities of life as it needs to be lived for patients trying to duck a virus with a serious taste for the older and unwell.
I had a pacemaker and all this put in, I want to say last year. Then I had a stroke and all this in January. And I am blue.
That's a pacemaker, a stroke, and an embolism, and he didn't even mention the congestive heart failure he's had to contend with. Most days, you'll find Holmes, well, at home, sitting on his front porch waiting for his friend Stan to drop by. Stan is retired too, and the two of them often get into the truck and go who knows where. A nephew also checks on Holmes most days, but often he's out here on this small, narrow slab that is his front porch with only his phone for company.
Yeah, there's a lot of time I sat around here, nobody even come by. I ain't saw nobody yet.
This particular morning, I'm Holmes' first visitor. Stan does drop by late in the morning, and the two of them head off to who knows where, but it's easy to see in Walker Holmes' demeanor that he's lonely and not a little afraid. But he does have a wireless connection, and it's because of that connection that he's able to say this.
I'll be good around here. As long as I can get in touch with somebody, I'm good.
So now I'd like you to meet one of the most important people Walker Holmes stays in touch with.
He has my heart.
This is Fabiana Troxler, a one-time primary care nurse and now nurse practitioner with Prospero Health in the Charlotte area.
He was actually my very, very, very first patient with Prospero. And we bonded very, very quickly.
See, the thing about Troxler's time with Prospero Health is she's only been with the company for a few months. She was barely 3 weeks into her new gig when pandemic safety precautions essentially halted personal visits and hands-on appointments. For the sake of high-risk patients like Walker Holmes, Troxler has increasingly turned to technology as a way to stay in touch, often over the phone, but also over GrandPad, a tablet designed specifically to be user-friendly for seniors.
The GrandPad has made a huge improvement because at least we're still having some type of contact. I can see their smile, they can see my smile. They can show me their leg, the swelling on the leg, and I feel more comfortable.
More comfortable. Not all the way comfortable. Because the technology that keeps Troxler and Holmes connected also removes that up-close personal contact that Holmes craves in those long, solitary hours rocking on his front porch, and that Troxler says is the most fulfilling part of her work.
You know, it's great that I have the opportunity to work from home, be in a position to where I can continue to get into contact with my patients, but be home and do what I need to do to keep my children safe. But it's hard. It really is hard. There are times that I get frustrated because I'm not getting the picture. So you have to peel even more layers to get to them. And sometimes I find that very hard on me. That's frustrating on me because if only I could see them or I could touch them, I would get a better understanding.
Troxler often asks if Holmes would like her to make the hour drive from Fort Mill to see him. She likes it when he says yes. And Holmes, despite his high-risk conditions, is willing to roll the dice for a personal visit from time to time. He is cautious. He is afraid of COVID. But his faith lies with God.
I left all that stuff in the Lord's hand. If he means for me to have it, I'm going to get it. But I pray and ask him that I don't. Just like I pray in the morning, I pray for my family and my friends. You can't live in this world by yourself.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.